KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Thursday. It's the 10th day of June for 2021. Well, Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE units, along with local fire companies, responded to three separate fires within 1 hour yesterday caused by mowing dry grass. Two of the three were in Amador County. One fire burned about half an acre off Grelitz Road and Highway 16, and the other burned close to 2 acres off Roadrunner Court in the Comanche Village. All three of these fires are a reminder to always mow before 10 a.m. and never when windy or excessively dry. Remember, a metal blade striking a rock can easily start a grass fire. Also, lawnmowers are designed for green lawns, not dry grass. Yesterday was just an example of what happens when proper precautions are not adhered to. For more information on the correct use of equipment, you can always visit readyforwildfire.org.
CAL FIRE, Calaveras Consolidated, and San Andreas Fire responded to a vegetation fire Wednesday in New Hogan Estates above La Contenta. The fire started around 4:15, burned about 2 acres. While there were homes nearby, none were threatened. CAL FIRE reminds us this is why defensible space is so essential around homes. It can really make a difference for firefighters. The cause of this fire, under investigation.
And California's workplace regulators have reversed themselves for the second time in a week. Cal OSHA withdrew a controversial mask regulation during a special meeting last night. The move will now give them time to consider a rule that more closely aligns with Governor Newsom's promise that the state will fully reopen from the pandemic on Tuesday. The proposed revised rule would have allowed workers to forgo masks only if every employee in a room is fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That contrasts with the state's broader plan to do away with virtually all masking requirements for vaccinated people in concert with the latest recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The safety board's staff would not specify on just what changes it will recommend next week, other than it will try to more closely conform the workplace rules with public health guidelines.
And the Calaveras Board of Supervisors has selected a new chief administrative officer. Tuesday, the board voted 5-0 to approve a 4-year contract with Krista Von Latta, who's been serving as interim CAO. Von Latta had previously served as deputy CAO under former county leader Albert Ault, who resigned this past March. She joined the CAO's office in July of 2017. Von Latta's estimated annual salary with car allowance, just over $190,000. At the urging of Supervisor Marita Calloway, Von Latta was given a 4-year contract.
And Calaveras High School will graduate 175 tonight, 7 o'clock, Frank Meyer Field. Now the ceremony will adhere to guidelines released by the California Department of Public Health, so all attendees must wear a face mask and adhere to assigned seating and social distancing directives. There will be 20 valedictorians recognized for graduating with over a 4.0 GPA. Special recognition will also be given to students who took part in the Calaveras Civic Engagement Program while in high school. Also, there will be a live stream of tonight's graduation, so you can cheer on the class of 2021 virtually. For more information, contact Calaveras High School, 754-1811.
A spring recycling day will be held, sponsored by the Department of Resource Recycling and Recovery and Greater Valley Conservation Corps. The recycling day will be held Saturday, June 12th, rain or shine, 8 to noon, off Airport Road in Jackson. Tires, mattress, and e-waste will all be accepted. No more than 9 tires per vehicle per trip. No commercial or business tires. Tires must be less than 40 inches, preferred without rims. For more information, call Amador County Waste Management at 223-6429 or visit amadorgov.org. KVGC.org.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.